In a number of the German and Italian states, the populations had also benefited from the social and political reforms brought by the revolutionary armies and by Napoleon. In western Germany and in northern Italy, the peasantry had been freed, the principle of constitutional government established, the powers of the guilds broken or at least reduced. But in the most powerful states of Central Europe, in Austria and in Prussia, the revolution had a very different and very indirect impact. In Prussia, the humiliation of Jena, this great defeat at the hands of Napoleon, and the humiliation of Tilsit, where Prussia barely escaped dismemberment by Napoleon, would set off a reform movement, pressed by progressive members of the civil service with reluctant acquiescence on the part of the crown. The defeat by Napoleon pushed, in other words, the Prussian authorities to even the most conservative around the monarch to believe that, well, if one is going to be able to survive in this new world against Napoleon with these new forces of revolution and so on, where the population, the strength of the population has been tapped, then how can we do it? How can we reform the army? How can we reform the state in such a way that will allow us to tap the enthusiasm, the energy, the strength of our population, but without letting this overwhelm us, without it leading into dangerous revolutionary republicanism, democracy, and so on. Prussian reformers then, even under French occupation between 1806 and 1815, had begun the process of reform. They had begun the emancipation of the peasantry. They continued the codification of laws begun by Frederick the Great. They reduced the power of the guilds. They initiated a system of public education. Prussia actually, even before 1715, had been the first of the European states to require to implement compulsory primary education. The King of Prussia at that time wanted to have good civil servants and soldiers that could read, I think, military manuals. And so Prussia had done that. This new burst of reform under Wilhelm von Humboldt would create a major system of public education, a broad-based system of public education. And reform of the army would modernize it and democratize it. This careers open to talent, to merit, and so on, now was introduced into the Prussian military. These reforms, initiated under the very noses of the French between 1806 and 1813, were not the product of revolutionary mass action, as in France, but had been the result of the policies of the Prussian state instituted from above. In fact, as Friedrich von Hardenberg, the chief minister of the Prussian state, is reputed to have told the French ambassador to Berlin in around 1810, "What you have achieved from below," he said, "we will achieve from above." This revolution from above was an attempt to modernize the Prussian state, to free the energies of the Prussian population, to allow the state to throw off French domination. It was not driven by some idealistic notion of progress, of natural rights and so on that one saw animating the French Revolution, but a way to streamline, to modernize the state, this conservative Prussian state. Still, with these reforms, the Prussian state had taken steps toward a liberalized society and economy. It had also, as we've seen, during the Wars of Liberation, appeared to want to assume the leadership in a move for national liberation and the creation of a German national state. However, the Prussian monarchy would fail on the national issue. German unification would ultimately prove not to be part of the Hohenzollern project. In Austria, there was a linkage between liberalism and nationalism that was very pronounced indeed. Liberal reform was complicated in Austria by the nationalities issue. The Habsburg monarchy, like the Hohenzollerns, had also initiated economic and land reform on a modest scale in an attempt to modernize, to tap the resources of the population. But the Habsburgs refused to accept the liberal political principle embedded in the French Revolution of sovereignty residing in the people.